There's a principle in the Gemara of Shulchei Mitzvah Eino Nezaken. You're involved in a mitzvah, so you don't have to be concerned with the danger around you. So clearly that's a very broad principle. What are the limitations? Clearly it doesn't mean any type of danger in any type of mitzvah. So what's the context of the Gemara? Gemara is talking about Talmidim, students who are going to yeshiva, going to the academy to study, to learn Torah. And I guess they learned a long time, and basically when they came home at night, it was dark already. So there was a certain amount of danger walking in the dark. Rashi says it has to do with Mazikin. I'm some mystical force, but we'll leave it at that. There's some type of danger. So the Gemara goes through, so when you say Shulchei Mitzvah, you know, there's not kin. If it's a normal type of risk, it's an everyday type of risk, it's not really dangerous. A little, I guess maybe a little more than the average, but not much. So if you're doing a mitzvah, you know, there's not kin. And of course, the Gemara makes a difference whether it's Shulchei Hezek or not. If it's if it's an ordinary risk they could take. If it's not an ordinary risk, they can take. Yeah, then the Gemara has discussions about, or the Mefarshim with Bedichas Chameit next to snakes, etc. But we say Shulchei Mitzvah, you know, Zakat only applies in a case where it's not, it's only an ordinary risk, not the above ordinary risk. And that's what they say over the name of Rav Moshe. Obviously many years ago, I think he passed away in 1986, so I don't know when they spoke to him, so it could be a different discussion now. But they were talking about, Metitza Bepet, oral suction by doing the meal isn't a new issue. It's been going on for hundreds of years in terms of the, it's been going on for longer than that, but in terms of danger involved, or potential danger. But yes, Rav Moshe, since it's a danger of doing, a heightened danger of any meal involves sakana, but doing the oral suction involves a higher level of sakana, so maybe they should stop doing it. What do I say? I follow the minhag Yisrael has always been to do this mitzvah this way. I'm going to continue. So Rav Moshe told them that you could continue doing it. So Rav David, his son, was very bothered, like, I don't really get it. But in other words, the two reasons you say, two, maybe more, but two basic reasons why you say it's okay, either you hold it's like a halacha Moshe Misinai, you need to do it, Hoshe Nat Yotze, or you assume that it's just a minig, but the Yotze without it. So the bother of David was, he knew Rav Moshe was in the second camp. He knew it wasn't necessary, meaning, by not necessary, I mean you could fulfill your mitzvah milah even without mitzvah bepeh. So apparently Rav Moshe held that even a minig Yisrael, that would fall under the category of Shulchei Mitzvah Eino Nezaken. And again, that was in the 80s or 70s or before. So today, what we know about Metzitza Bepeh, that depends who you ask, but might be a whole different story. So maybe even Rav Moshe would say today not to do it. But not what Rav Moshe, the Nakuda isn't what Rav Moshe would say about that. The issue is in general that this principle of Shulchei Mitzvah Eino Nezaken, whether it's Talmidim going to yeshiva or Metzitza Bepeh, is that, do you do it? So, you know, so that gets into the issue with the coronavirus, whether some shuls are closing down. Well, again, it's different facts. Different places are infected differently, so it could be there's no machlokes. The issue is, what are the facts on the ground? And therefore, when the facts on the ground say I close up shop, when the facts on the ground tell me I could be open, have a smaller crowd spread out. So it could be just a Metzius issue. But let's assume it's not. Let's assume everyone knows the facts on the ground and they're in agreement. Then it comes into, there are different, so then you, so So then now there'll be different categories. If you're a high-risk category, you have respiratory issues, depending whether it's over 70, 80, 60, whatever the medical experts are telling you at the time. So then if you're in risk, so clearly you shouldn't be coming. You should be going to shul. And then if you're in the healthy category, so clearly there'll be a higher, there is some element of risk going to shul. But then it would probably depend on two factors. How much you value tefillah b'tzibur. If you don't go to minyan all week long, so it's a different shaila than someone who always goes, someone will never miss tefillah b'tzibur. So if a person's going to work, and he's probably again, depending on what the facts are, but if going to work and going to minyan is the same, probably going to minyan is less, depending on the shul, as long as people are spread out, going on the subway, going on public transportation is probably a greater risk. So if you're doing that, and you value tefillah b'tzibur the same way you value your parnasa, so then obviously there's more room to go. If you're someone who's not leaving your house, so if you're not leaving, if you're willing to not take any risk, then clearly you wouldn't show up to shul. So a lot of times it's not the individual's decision, because if the shuls are closed, then there's nothing to discuss. But if the shuls were open and then it was set up in a way where 6 feet apart, etc., then intelligent people could debate, even if you assume the facts on the ground. If the advice is by the Rabbanim based on the method, no one should go to shul, so no one goes to shul. But in the case where they leave it to a personal decision, so then you always have to weigh the risk-reward of what to do. So that's the general rule, shluchei mitzvah yinam nizakin, but if it's shliach hezaka, so then obviously it doesn't apply, and then you also have to take into effect your risk, if you're living at home with an 80-year-old or someone, then you have to take, the most dangerous thing is the younger people are coming in contact with older people, and for them it's a much higher risk. So therefore, that's the way, those are some of the issues. Obviously, we'll have to discuss it more.